Gratitude. 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 Man's eternal question is, who is God? God's immediate answer is, my child. Who else is God, if not you? Tonight I am paying homage to one of Guru's most significant early literary achievements, My Lord's Secrets Revealed. This book was instrumental in the early 70s and mid-70s in introducing seekers to Guru's path, Guru's consciousness, and Guru's realization. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my philosophy is love, devotion, and surrender. What is your philosophy? My philosophy, my child, is unconditional love, unconditional devotion, and unconditional surrender. My Lord, it seems to me that at last I have understood you. My child, it seems to me that at last I have found you once again, and this time forever. My Lord, I would like to drink your nectar so that I can be immortal like you. My sweet child, certainly I shall give you my nectar to drink. But there is another way for you to be immortal. If you offer me your pure love, your true devotion, and your total surrender, you immediately become immortal. Now tell me, what do you want? Do you want to drink my nectar? Or do you want to offer me your love, devotion, and surrender? My Lord, I want to do both. I want to drink your nectar, and also I want to offer you all my love, devotion, and surrender. While drinking your nectar, I shall sit down at your feet with my life of gratitude. While offering you my love, devotion, and surrender, I shall try to enter into your heart of infinite compassion with my unreserved aspiration. My Lord smiles. My Lord, is there anything sweeter than forgiveness? Yes, my child, gratitude is infinitely sweeter than forgiveness. My Lord, is there anything more fulfilling than the feeling of oneness? Yes, my child, when you feel that you are the eternal lover and I am your eternal beloved, and when you feel that I am the eternal lover and you are my eternal beloved, the feeling of oneness is supremely transcended and immortally fulfilled. My Lord, may I cut a silly joke with you? By all means, my child. My Lord, I have now consciously become one with you. You and I are inseparably and eternally one. Suppose today I leave you and tomorrow I surpass you. What will happen? Oh, silliest child of my entire creation, you know that we two are inseparable. You can't leave without carrying me. How can you surpass and go beyond me alone without me when we are eternally inseparable? Oh, my sweetest silly child. Something more. I tell you, today if you leave me, tomorrow, if you surpass and go beyond me, the day after tomorrow, you will cry for your new goal. To your utter surprise, you will see that that goal, too, is I, your beloved, your eternal father and friend. My child, I am the ever-transcending beyond. My Lord, you are something else. You're my ever-forgiving father. Do you ever miss me? I miss you. I miss you always. You miss me? Unbelievable. You miss me always? Impossible. I miss you, my child, when you make me feel that you are an inch below me. I miss you always when I enter into the heart of my creation's ingratitude. My Lord, I have millions, millions of desires. Do you have any? Yes, my child, I have. You have? Please, tell me what they are. My only desire is to see you eternally happy. Can you fulfill my desire? I shall try, my Lord. Try, my child, try. I am a weak human being. That is why I am, at times, compelled to change my plans. But you are the Lord of the universe. You do not have to change your plans. My child, just because I am the Lord of the universe, I do not have to be bound by my plans. While changing my cosmic plans, I play with new possibilities. I sing with new opportunities. And I dance with new necessities. My Lord, I need your constant love. I'm sorry that I don't deserve it. Don't worry, my child. Just try to preserve my love. If you can do that, it is more than enough. Afraid that this time you won't be able to answer my question. Tell me. Let me try at least, my child. My Lord of eternal forgiveness, who asked you? Who compelled you? Who inspired you to be the creator of the world? My child, my concern asked me to be the creator of the world. My realization compelled me to be the creator of the world. My compassion inspired me to be the creator of the world. My Lord of endless forgiveness, you have answered my question. I accept my humble defeat. This time I shall ask you a question, although I definitely and unmistakably know the answer. That's fine, my child, but I'm anxious to know your question and your answer. My Lord, my question is, do you ever fall sick like me? My immediate answer is, you never fall sick. My supremely foolish child, you are totally mistaken. I do fall sick from time to time. You fall sick? Don't tell me a dark lie. For God's sake, tell me, why do you fall sick? I fall sick when you threaten me that you will no longer work for me on Earth. I fall sick when you untimely want to drop out of my cosmic game. I fall sick when you don't tell the world that you and I both badly need each other. I fall sick the moment your foul and impossible mouth tells me that you don't deserve me. Everybody's Lord. You are the Lord of the universe. Forgive me. Forgive me, forgive. For this time, I shall ask you a most unpardonable question. I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. Ask me, my child. Anybody, your Lord? Oh, just for a day, or even for a fleeting second. Did I? Just for a day, even for a fleeting second. My Lord is constant, permanent, eternal. The surrendered love of my dearest lovers is my constant, permanent, eternal Lord. I have always been a perfect slave to my lover's surrendered love. Verily, you are also one of my Lords, my child. My Lord, after all, I am a human being. Every once in a while, I have to take the side of the human beings as well. My child, take their side as many times as you want to. I enjoy your wild ignorance and your wide wisdom. My lord, here is my question. On behalf of my brothers and sisters, I am asking you this question. Why are you so inaccessible? My child. Why are you so inaccessible? Why don't you make it easy for my endless brothers and sisters to realize you? My child. You know well how hard it is for them to come to you. Even to think of you is so difficult for them. My child. Oh, humanity's advocate. Since I don't have any advocate of my own, I shall have to play the role of my own advocate. My child, I agree with you that it is difficult for your countless brothers and sisters to come up to me to my transcendental height. It is difficult for them even to think of me. But now you have to agree with me. Just because it is difficult for them to come up to me, have I not come down to them? Have I not entered into their abysmal ignorance? Where am I now? I am now in their climbing aspiration. And where shall I be? I shall be in their glowing realization. And where shall I ultimately be? I shall ultimately be in their fulfilling manifestation. And just because it is difficult for them to think of me, I think of them constantly. Oh, humanity's advocate. Do you agree with me? Oh, humanity's salvation. Now I know why I say that thou art great and thou art good.